Turkish and Iraqi troops held military drills along Iraqi Kurdistan's northern border this week. And from its main airport yesterday, people took the last planes out after Iraq's national government cancelled international flights. Federal Iraqi authorities are ratcheting up the tension, pressuring the leaders of this region to cancel the results of Monday's referendum, in which over 90% of voters chose full independence. Most are members of the Kurdish ethnic minority, and they already rule over their own autonomous region. Iraq's national government says the referendum was illegal. Turkey, which has a restive Kurdish population of its own, condemned the vote, and the US also opposed it, worried it could disrupt the fragile cooperation between the Kurds and the Iraqi government in the fight against ISIS. The Kurds of Iraq have battled bravely against ISIS, close American allies who have laid down their lives to defeat the extremists. Captain Hazar Nada Hassan lost both his legs to an ISIS bomb in 2014 and told us doctors only gave him a 2% chance of survival.
When you realised that you'd lost both of your legs, what went through your head?
I was thinking about my kids, he told us, and whether I'd ever see them again. Sergeant Masud Hamad Majid's body was peppered with shrapnel last November on the front line with ISIS. He was in a coma for 18 days and has neurological damage. But he told us he still wants to go back to being a soldier. Many people here believe that sacrifice makes Iraqi Kurdistan more deserving of independence. But not even its friends seem to agree.